We're going live in 3, 2, 1.
Check it out.
It's the Back in the Day replay with Paco Lopez.
Oh, we got a great show for you on the way. Lauryn Hill's going to tell us how she handles success. LL Cool J on This Generation discovering classic hip hop. Dr. Dre on how close to death he was in 2021. ESPN Stephen A. Smith on Biggie's skills. And DJ Scott LaRock from Portland, he wrecks the decks later in the show. Right now, let's get it started. From 1994, here's TLC and Waterfalls.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
It's a Back in the Day replay. I'm Paco, and Lauryn Hill was on The Music Factory and talked about how she's personally handled success.
You know what? I never really adapted being a mega, mega superstar. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of attention, but it was very important to me that I continued to be just Lauryn Hill. You know, I really appreciate my fans, you know, because I think they always had a level of respect for me. You know what I mean? I could still go to the store and buy some eggs and not have to put on makeup. You know what I'm saying? I could just be cool and be straight.
You know you better. Watch out.
On the way, Mo Back in the Day tracks from
Mary J. Blige. Rihanna.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is you big enough?
Biggie.
Uh-huh. And Mo.
It's the Back in the Day replay with Paco Lopez.
It's a Back in the Day replay, and LL Cool J was on Star Sessions talking about how young folk are now liking throwback tracks.
You know, one thing about the internet, you know, people have been reintroduced to music from all eras. I mean, if I can like Jimi Hendrix and I can like Rick James and Marvin Gaye, then why can't someone who was born in 94 love some LL Cool J? There's no reason why they can't.
Well, you know, LL Cool J stands for Ladies Love Cool James, because his real name is James Todd Smith.
You're listening to the Back in the Day replay.
Yo, this is Ja Rule. Holla.
With Paco Lopez.
Montel Jordan, and this is how we do it. My man Paco Lopez is in the building. You're listening to the Back in the Day replay. Let's go.
We back, baby.
This is the Back in the Day replay, and Dr. Dre sat down with Bryce Davis to talk about being in the hospital with a brain aneurysm during COVID.
I'm at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and they weren't allowing anybody to come up because of COVID, but they allowed my family to come in. I found out later is they called them up so they could say their last goodbyes because they thought I was out of here. So I'm in the ICU for 2 weeks. Because of what was going on in my brain, they had to wake me up every hour on the hour for 2 weeks to do these tests. I'm like basically looking like sobriety tests, like touch your nose, rub your heel on your calf. So every hour for 2 weeks, I had to wake up and do that.
From 1999, here's Dr. Dre with the next episode.
Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg. It's Back in the Day replay. I'm Paco Lopez, my man DJ Scott LaRock doing his thing. But that's going to be it for this week, man. We got to go. I got to send mad shouts to Rich and Gary, Alex, Astro Kid Fresh, and my man DJ Scott LaRock. We will be back next week, same time, same place, to do it again.
Hasta la vista, baby.